In the ways of acquiring the midah of separation. The chosen way in which to acquire separation is that a person look into the detriment of pleasures of this world and their lowliness in and of themselves, and the great evils that easily stem from them. Because that which a person's nature bends him towards these pleasures, until a person needs so much strength and different strategies to separate himself from them. This is from the seduction of a person's eyes that seduce him to see things which are good and pleasant, as it may seem. And this is the seduction that caused the original sin to be done. As the pasuk in Bereishis says, that the woman saw that the tree was good to be eaten, and it was a desire to the eyes. And the tree was desired to become more intellectual. And she took from the fruit and she ate it. But it becomes clear to a person that that goodness is false, meduma, and it's made up, it's imaginary, and with no proper permanence, and the evil in it is true, or is very close to be an offshoot from it in truth. Surely he should be disgusted with it, and he should not want it at all. Alkain, therefore, zehu kol halimut shetzorech sheilamed ha'adam esichlo. This is the entire learning that a person has to teach his mind, his intellect, lahakir b'chulshos hatanugim, to recognize the weakness of all these pleasures ha'ila that we have mentioned, v'shikrum, and their fallacy, ad sheme'ilav yimazbom, until on his own he will be disgusted with them, lo yiksha be'inav l'shalcha me'ito, and it will not be difficult in his eyes to send them away from him. The desire for food is something which is most felt and sensed. Is there something that is lost and wasted more than that? The only amount you can fit is however much could fit into your throat. Once it leaves the throat and it goes into your stomach, its whole remembrance is gone. It's as if it was never there. The kachiya savea, and this is how satiated he will be. Im achol ba'bruim avusim, if he ate fattened birds, kamo im achol lechem kibar, as if he ate holy bread. Im achol meno kadesavia, if he ate the amount that it would satiate him. Kol shakein, all the more so. Im yotzim el libo hachaloyim harabim sheichom lavo alav mechamas achiloso. All the more so if a person would take to heart all the many illnesses that can come to a person from eating so much. And at least the heaviness that comes to him after eating, and the vapors that confuse a person's mind. On all of these, surely a person wouldn't want this. Because its goodness isn't good, and its evil is definitely evil. And any other pleasure in this world is similar. If a person would think into them, a person would see that even the good that is apparent from them is only for a minimal amount of time, but the bad that's able to come from them is very difficult and long, until it would be unbefitting to anybody who is of any intellect to put himself into these bad dangers, al revach hatov hamuatahu, for the benefit of such a small goodness. Zeh pashut, and this is obvious. Ukeshe yargil es atzmo, when a person accustoms himself, v'yasmin b'yuno al ha'emes hazos, and he will be consistent in delving into this truth. Hine ma'at ma'at, slowly, slowly, yeitze chofshi v'matzer ha'sichlos, he will become free from the bounds of his foolishness. Asher hachomer oser osobo, that the physicality of a person binds him up in it. V'lo yispata mipituye ha'onos hakozos klo, and he will not be seduced from the benefits that are false at all. Oz yimels behem, then he will be disgusted with them, v'yeda, and he will know, she'ein lo lakachas min ha'olam ela ha'achrichi, that he shouldn't take out of this world only what he needs, v'kamo she'chasavti, like we have written. V'hine, and behold, k'mo she'ha'izbonen al zeh ha'dover, just like somebody who contemplates this matter, gorin k'nias ha'prishus, will cause to himself an acquisition of separation, kach sechluso mafsidoso, so to his foolishness will make him lose out on it. And becoming consistent amongst officials and people who are of great stature, harod vim achra kavod, who chase after honor, umar b'mahevel, and they increase their nothingness. Kiber oso es hayakar hahu v'hagdula hahi, when a person sees that honor and that greatness, e efshar shelo yisis oret havosobo lachmadoso, it's impossible for that not to arouse a desire for him to want that. So, and even if he doesn't let his Yetzirah overcome him and beat him on it, he will not save himself from a war. And he's putting himself in danger. And Shlomo HaMelech says about this in Kohelet, it's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of a party. And the most precious of all is a person's own self-contemplation. Just as when a person removes the things of this world from his eyes, so too he removes their desire from his heart. And David HaMelech already mentioned, in praising self-contemplation, and he says in Tehillim, Mi yitin li evar kayona, Aufa v'eshkena, who will give me a limb like a bird, like a dove? I will fly up and I will settle. Hine archek nedor, I will go off and separate on my own. Olim b'midbar selah, and I will stay in the midbar forever. V'hanevim, and the nevim, Elio v'Elisha, both Elio and Elisha, metzono hayosim yachdim mekomam, we see that they both designated a place, aleharim, by the mountains, minehiz vodudusam, to have self-contemplation. And the Chachamim, the original pious ones, Zechron Lebracha, Holchel Big Voseim, they also went in their ways. Because they found this means is the best way to be able to acquire the Midah of separation. In order for the nothingness of their friends not to be able to bring them in, to have nothing just like them. And that which a person has to be cautious about when acquiring the trait of separation is a person shouldn't want to skip and to jump to the total end extreme of it in one moment. That for sure will not be successful. But he has to separate and go slowly, slowly. Today he'll acquire a little bit of it. And tomorrow he'll do a little bit more. Until he becomes accustomed to it entirely. And then it will become to him as if it was his nature itself.